Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union.
Uh-oh, the landscape of the East, it has been altered. With the MVP, or should we say the MVB's return, can the Sixers season be saved? We discuss. And as the sun shines in Philadelphia, is a storm brewing in Milwaukee? Why Giannis and the Bucks? They could be headed for an early exit yet again. Plus, we all know Wemby will have a very crowded trophy case when it's all said and done, but Kendrick Perkins, he thinks that he deserves something even bigger than the Rookie of the Year.
Sure
NBA
do.
Today starts
sure
right
do.
Now. Hey, welcome into NBA Today, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union. We have a couple of NBA senior writers in the house. Zach Lowe, Brian Windhorst, Brian's Tan, two of Texas's finest are here, Kendrick Perkins, and back from sensational NCAA tournament coverage, the one, the only, Shanae Agumake. I'm Malika Andrews. We're so happy to have you back in LA.
I miss y'all.
We miss
but
you,
but I still
too.
Have to do some business this weekend.
All right, we're going to see
But I can't wait to come back and hang again.
All over the coverage. You're back. You're not the only one who is back, though. After a long-awaited 8 weeks after undergoing surgery, Joel Embiid returned to the floor for the 76ers. Remember, nobody healed, no campaign in this one, so we haven't seen the full complement, no Tyrese Maxey. It didn't matter, Zach Lowe. Here comes the MVP.
He loves that shot from the left block over two guys, and that's right in rhythm. I mean, that shot, you close your eyes, you've seen that 100 times.
And then later here in the second, Joel Embiid once again. This is what you wanted to see, the aggression from the big man Perk.
Absolutely. The deep seals and the paint, the post-ups, and right here, the midi.
Midi, he led all scorers with 12 at the half. Chiné going ahead to the fourth quarter here. Embiid, he checked back in with 4:15 left, down by 5 at this point. 3:30 to play, or rather, yep, 3:30 to play here. Sixers down 2. Embiid just in the pick and roll again. Another midi.
Look, he brings out the best of his game when it matters the most, even when he has no legs. I love it. He's always a defensive presence. He's always a beast on the boards. But right here, this is unguardable. He's too big, too strong, and one time. Oh, but
almost,
not really.
Almost.
Clearly exhausted, but he would hit both free throws there. And then this is what you really wanted to see.
Yoink!
Zach.
Yoink! That's a yoink! Just got Josh Giddey, picked his cookies, and there he goes.
Picked his cookies.
I mixed my metaphors.
Goes.
Picked
no,
his
no, it's
pocket,
true.
Took
it's,
his
yeah, cookies. It's cookies.
Yeah.
Cookies.
And we heard Anthony Edwards say that on the micro this year. Cookies has got the steal. The final seconds here, though, OKC still has a chance.
Good
to
looks.
Win this
they
one.
Got a bunch of good looks.
Great look. Couldn't quite get it to go. Embiid hangs 24 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists in his return. A hug for AI. Here he is after the game.
Welcome back. 30 minutes of action and a win. How do you feel?
Not good, but I'm glad we got through it and we got the win. You know, I just want to come back. I think we got a chance, even, you know, the level that I'm at, and I'm only going to get better. But, you know, this one was probably the hardest by far, you know, especially mentally.
I mean, I think, like, minutes-wise, that was probably where I thought we would end up.
Normally, I would say, you know, a couple weeks, week and a half, whatever. But, you know, it wouldn't surprise me hearing about one more game or two that he's ready to roll.
So it was a good return for the Sixers, about as good as they could have hoped for Joel Embiid. And with the game in the balance, he re-entered the game with 4:15 remaining. The 76ers, they trailed by 6 at that point. Embiid, he led the comeback with 8 points, outscoring the Thunder by himself down the stretch. So, Zach, we've waited 8 weeks to see what Joel Embiid would be. What were your first impressions here?
I wanted to see the burst. I wanted to see the closing speed on defense and the aggression. And we got a couple holy bleep moments late in the game of just that. Maybe like a more relief holy bleep, but still, this is like, this is Joel Embiid. This is Joel Embiid I want to see. He's at the lane. He's waiting. He's ready to pounce. Look at him. He's ready. He's like a sprinter in the starting block, ready to go. Lu Dort. No. Now, there was a charge anyway, but he was going to swat that shot into the crowd. And then later in the game, same thing. He's way up here. He's at the three-point arc. He's on somebody's back. Here he comes, Lu Dort. No shot. That's speed. That's power. This is when he's at his best. There just aren't guys this size who can close like that on defense, and he showed looks pretty healthy right there. Looked a little sluggish on offense, but that looked pretty damn like Joel Embiid.
He was at his best in closing time, but prior to that, if you saw Joel Embiid, he'd be like, he was like this. My man was tired. But the fact that he gives you 24 points when tired, and also more importantly, the things that translate, even though he's just coming back from a long break.
Right.
Free throws. Mm-hmm. Those closing free throws matter. He leads the league in free throw attempts. And then also just defensive presence.
Yep.
Those change the games for Embiid overall.
And we still haven't seen the full complement of the 76ers, the new look 76ers, the additions they made at the trade deadline, plus Tyrese Maxey, who wasn't playing last night. So they could be pretty scary. And ESPN analytics give the 76ers a 41% chance to finish as the seventh seed, the highest of any team in the Eastern Conference, which means the odds are their first-round opponent would be the Milwaukee Bucks. And given how Milwaukee is playing right now, the 76ers, they may have a fighting chance because this should be a gimme. The Milwaukee Bucks visiting the Washington Wizards. They didn't have Kyle Kuzma, but these guys had Giannis Antetokounmpo, Chinay.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at his stats, you'd be like, oh, sure, the Bucks should win. Now, mind you, no Dame Lillard, that is a factor. But this is inexcusable defense right here. Everyone watching, not playing, not competing, giving up the easiest shot in basketball.
Corey Kispert, 27.7 rebounds. The Wizards would lead 91-86 through three quarters. Fourth quarter here, the Wizards up. Denny Avdia pushes the ball up the court, hit just an acrobatic layup through contact and one. 23 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. The Wizards up by 12 after the made free throw. This is later in the fourth. Giannis doing what he does, the spin move in the post, the contested layup and one. Bucks once again attacking. Giannis trying to do it by himself. Somehow gets that one to go as well. And then under 20 seconds to go here, Malik Beasley misses the three. Here comes Giannis. Second chance points. The Bucks only down two, but what were you saying about defense, Chinay?
Transition defense was horrible. You'll hear from Doc Rivers on how he thinks that was, but like this is a made shot with a miss, and then they didn't get back.
Here's Doc Rivers.
I've made a lot of notes. I will say that. I won't share that. But we don't bring the necessary professionalism, seriousness on the road. And that's something that we can fix. That's something we're going to have to fix.
All right, so Doc is essentially questioning Milwaukee's professionalism there. Perk, what are you questioning?
Why? Why is he questioning their professionalism, and why is it isn't there? Like, when we look at the contending teams, we're not having this conversation about the Denver Nuggets. We're not having this conversation about the Boston Celtics, especially at this point of the season. So why are you not mentally there to go on the road and beat arguably the worst team in the NBA in a must-win situation? And I can understand if this was in December or November, but we're talking about March heading into April. When you're in the locker room and everything on your mind should be about you and the Milwaukee Bucks and how can you get better? And the only way that they can get better is having that mentality, right? And getting back in transition defense, that comes down to having your mind in the right place. That comes down to talking on defense. That just comes into effort. And for a veteran ball club like this, it's very alarming at this point of the season that we got to be talking about effort.
Well, Doc pretty much called the team an unserious team, which is concerning.
Logan Roy.
Well done. And I'm going to tell you that they should get serious because did you see that number? About 41% for the 76ers to be the seventh seed with Joel Embiid. I agree with Zach. I thought Embiid looked really good last night. For a guy 2 months off a knee surgery with more time to go before he get ready for the playoffs, I think Philly just showed some fangs last night, even though they weren't ready to go. And you watch the Bucks being called an unserious team. The last thing the Bucks want is a modicum of stress in that first round after what happened last year. And they better be watching very carefully because if it ain't the Bucks, it might be the Heat. And we know there's scar tissue there, too.
Brian gets a tan and starts saying fangs. Okay, Mr. Whitworth. But Zach, I hate that I'm even asking this question. Are the Bucks at risk of yet another first round exit?
We've been waiting all year. 2 weeks. That's all I wanted from the Bucks. Two straight weeks, so like six games. Six straight games of dominant peak Milwaukee Bucks performances. We're not going to get it. It's too late now. So they're going to go into playoffs on this roller coaster of like, oh, they look good this night. Oh, this night. And yeah, Dame was out. Cool, you're playing the Wizards. Like, just win the game. And this is the second time. You talk about unserious people. This is the second. Doc Rivers got this job yesterday in the scheme of things. This is the second time he's publicly lit into his team. The first time he said half of us were in Cancun before the All-Star break when they lost in Memphis to another team. Look, I still think this team has a really high ceiling. Their record is really good. I think they're the second best team in the East unless the Knicks get healthy and everyone else gets healthy. But they are absolutely at risk of losing in the first round to either the Sixers or the Heat. Like, that, those are going to be – I picked the Bucks right now in both those series, but they're not toss-ups. They're going to be long, hard-fought series unless Milwaukee really shapes up.
I'm not worried about that. I think they're going to get past the first round and the second round. You know why? Because the bright spot in all of this is money-making Middleton. We talk about how healthy Joel Embiid look. Chris Middleton, since he's came back from injury, he looks extremely healthy. And we know when Damian Lillard gets back into that lineup, we know what's going to happen with Chris Middleton as that third option.
He will be out tonight as he continues to deal Damian Lillard with that groin injury.
No, but he's not going to be out indefinitely.
Sure.
Right? So he's going to be back. But again, when Chris Middleton was out, we kept saying, I didn't heard, you know, all of us say, the Bucks are going to go as far as how good is Chris Middleton going to look? Like, is Chris Middleton going to look like the old Chris Middleton? And to be honest, he has looked like the old Chris Middleton.
But it doesn't matter who you are. If you're not addressing what Doc Rivers said is professionalism, and you just outlined it, professionalism, when you hear that, that is transition defense. That is communication. Like, there's no excuse at the professional. The hardest thing to coach is defense. You have superstars. Getting them to buy in on defense is what differentiates a good team from a championship team. And that's been their biggest issue. That's why they brought him in. Now, when it comes to this professionalism, transition defense, you have to communicate. Like, these are non-negotiables for great teams. That's why, Perk, I say, I don't feel so good about them in the first two rounds. The only thing that makes me feel good is that at certain times, they will have two of the better players on the floor. But what we have seen from Dame is, you know, it's been an up-and-down season for him, and especially being out
at this point. They're a thin guard.
Exactly. It's been hard because, you know, him, he needs that rhythm to go in. But we all know they count on him in the postseason. They count on Giannis during the regular season. It just has not been on the same timelines for me to feel good about what they've done when they can't do the basics.
Do they need to get better consistently, like for us being more consistent? Yes, but let's not act like the Milwaukee Bucks haven't had signature wins since being under Doc Rivers.
Sure.
The defending champs, the Minnesota Timberwolves, like they have a nice list of teams that they beaten and shown that they have a level that they can rise to. And we're not talking about a young group in this locker room. We're talking about a veteran group, and the core of that group actually won a championship with the exception of Jrue Holiday. So
that's a big exception.
Yeah, but I mean, you replaced him with Dame. But what I'm saying with Bobby Portis, Brooke Lopez, Chris Middleton, and Giannis, I mean, once you completed the mission, I'm a strong believer that it is an on and off switch.
I just think when you look at the four conference finals teams from last year, and Miami's in their own category with their own theme song, hit it.
Dun-dun. They're coming.
And there were three. The teams, the Lakers were hitting their stride at this time of year. You knew exactly who the Boston Celtics were. You really didn't have questions about the Denver Nuggets. Now is not the time of year when you still want to have this many unanswered questions. And as Brian said, I love y'all, but you're not serious people. So still to come on NBA Today. That's Luke and Roy. Come on.
I know. I'm not.
One of the greatest shows. Okay,
you know who is serious? The Joker. He might have the MVP on lock this year, but Victor Wembanyama, he made a monster impression last night. Do not miss Nikola Jokic's reaction. Plus, the Red Hot Warriors. Yes, we're saying that again. They had a stunner last night. Find out what Chris Paul said was one of the best plays he has ever seen. And the Lakers, they're rolling through the East. We're going to show you why LeBron is playing some of the best basketball of his career during this road trip. That's coming up next. You're watching NBA Today.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
The long wait is over. After 47 years, the Denver Nuggets can finally call themselves NBA champions.
We don't want one, we want two.
Are this year's Nuggets better than last year's championship team?
They are.
Murray from way downtown. Oh, Porter Jr.
They're just that sound, and their best player is the most sound player in basketball.
Nikola Jokic doing his thing.
I don't think anybody can do what Nikola does.
On the money.
Are you kidding me, Joker?
We know the Nuggets are dominant, but Per, can you believe Victor Wembanyama is only 20 years old?
I can.
He matched up with Nikola Jokic last night for the third time, and he held his own and then some. This may have been the game of the night as the Spurs visit Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets. Just watch this. Ooh. Jokic spins. Usually this is what he gets, but what? What, Brian Windhorst?
He had four times he blocked Jokic in this game, most in his career.
And then on the other end, making sure he cleans it up on offense too, Zach.
Look, there's no words. The guy's ridiculous. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Forcing Jokic to consistently dunk, or at least attempt.
Three dunks.
And you could see his
most
hooks.
Dunks in his career.
He's started hooks dunking. Went higher.
And you have
kept
to laugh.
His shot block.
Correct. When these two have combined for 27 points and all other players had combined for 26 in the first quarter, they really were just on.
No. Doesn't even get out of his hand. He leads the league in blocks. It doesn't even get out of the shooter's hands.
First rookie since Alonzo Mourning and Shaq to record six or more blocks in 10 games. Okay. Oh, all right.
Like this is a warning to the rest of the league. Like when he's knocking down threes, it's going to be fully game over. But these dimes, though, Malika.
Kevin Love, the king of the outlet, is anointing Nikola Jokic now the GOAT outlet passer. I mean, it's just that's absurd, Perk.
I don't even think LeBron James could make this pass.
We should have a staff contest. Seriously. Who can make that pass the best.
I think I'm going with
I'm going to have to roll it.
In the fourth quarter here, though, close game, Nikola Jokic elevates, slings that one up and in, and gets that one to go. And then late in the fourth quarter here, Victor putting his team on his back. Ties the game, 105 all. And then final seconds here, Reggie, don't do it. I'm warning you, don't do it.
This is the category that Zach was talking about. Doesn't leave your hands? Nope.
But the Denver Nuggets proving once again, Christian Brown wants none of that, but Michael Porter Jr. does. Hits the big three here. Wembanyama, Jokic, enormous games here. And Nikola Jokic, he was impressed with the young phenom.
He's a special player, and you always need to do a special or extra things to score against those guys. I think when he learns and when he figures out, it's going to be an even bigger problem. And if you block more shot, I'm going to something. But he blocked like four after that, so I didn't do anything about it.
It's now time for Big Man Ballin', brought to you by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN. So, Perk, both of these big men, they were ballin' in the Mile High City. What did you see out of these Goliaths? Let's start with Victor Wembanyama.
Well, first of all, I see in myself. But listen, when it comes down to Victor, last week I said that the Europeans are taking over the game of basketball in the NBA, and people got mad at me. But damn it, look at these two individuals right here. We're talking about the best player in the league that had 42, 16, 6, and 2, and we're talking about the rookie of the year in Wembanyama, 23, 16, 8, and 9 blocks. By the way, this rookie right here is averaging 3.5 blocks. Do you know what person is next? It's a list of five that averaging 2.4. Now look, when it comes down to Wemby, you talk about taking a matchup personally. We showed a few of them, but check this out, Malika. I want them straight up. Look, Jokic, anybody else, this is a bucket. Here comes this alien. Give me that. No one blocks Jokic hook shot, but Wemby does. He beats Wemby on the outlet. Wemby chase it down with the offhand, left hand. Now look, this is Wemby Irving. Look at this package. He's 7'5", maneuvering through the defense, and watch the finish though. Watch the finish. Left hand scoop shot. Left hand scoop shot. Listen, in 3 years, the MVP and Defensive Player of the Year is going to belong to him. It might belong to him this year. When it comes down to the Spurs' defensive rating, they're 28 in the league when Wemby is not on the floor. They're fourth in the league when he's on the floor. So I know a lot of people, like myself, has been crowning Rudy Gobert, but we might want to be careful and take notice to what this young man is doing.
But what about Nikola Jokic?
He had 42. But look at this pass. Look at this pass. The best passing big man ever to play the game of basketball. And look, Wemby was blocking Jokic's layups in his hook shot. You know what Jokic did? First team all-whack body. I'm going to put you in the basket, and I'm going to get a poster to take to the crib to put next to my MVP, Finals MVP, and championship trophy. Check this out. Chasing the trophies.
Yeah.
85 first place votes for MVP in ESPN straw poll. Received 85 of 100 first place votes. And guess what? He's on the verge of getting my vote.
Well, the straw poll, that is where Tim Bontemps goes, polled 100 voters, mimicking the actual vote that we're going to see here coming up in just a couple of weeks. 85 votes. It looks like he is well on his way to the third MVP.
You remember this big man?
I could not forget if I tried. ESPN Bet is the official sports book. ESPN. I'm not going to do that. New users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. And you can check out Big Perks Parlay exclusively in the ESPN Bet app if you want to ride with Perk or any of the other big men. You can download today. What a play. And yes, I'm talking about Perk's kiss of himself. All right, up next. Remember the last time James Harden scored 20? Well, you won't believe how long it's been. Zach, he shares his level of concern.
It's that time of the year.
For Perk. The Warriors, they snapped the Mavs win streak.
Crazy.
Have they backed themselves into a corner they can't play out of, though? Plus, before Chiney jets off to Cleveland, she's going to tell us what to watch in the monster Paige Beckers versus Caitlin Clark rematch.
NBA Today is presented by Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're watching NBA Today, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union.
9 games around the association, so let's run through some of the best of the West. We're going to start in Minnesota, where the Timberwolves, they beat the Rockets. Jalen Green, though, he continued to dazzle in the loss. He finished with 26, two of them.
Oh my God, that scared me for a second.
Coming from this incredible play, Ant had 21. The Wolves have the inside track to the top seed. To Perk, just how good is this team?
They real good. Like, make a lot of noise. You know why? Because they led by Anthony Edwards. I'm telling you, this young man right here, his leadership skills on both ends of the floor, the way he approaches the game. This Minnesota Timberwolves team, they haven't been this relevant, this organization, since Kevin Garnett.
Off to the Kawhi-less Clippers, who were in Sacktown. They got blown out by the Kings. DeMontis Sabonis, he continued his stellar play. He finished with 22 points, 20 rebounds, 9 assists. The Clippers, they've dropped 5 of their last 10. So, Zach, how concerned are you about L.A.?
I'm concerned. We're getting towards playoff time. James Harden hasn't scored 20 points in a game since March 6th. They needed him last night without Kawhi. He didn't show up. The Clippers, get your mojo back. You're running out of time.
Will it surprise you?
I felt those claps. All right, from one LA team to another, the Lakers, they rolled the Raptors. Jackson Hayes, highlight of the night there. But LeBron has impressed most these past two games, right? He scored 63 points. He's missed only 6 total shots. Brian Windhorst, Can LeBron will this Lakers team back to the conference finals?
It's going to be hard, but he's back into Miami mode where he's only shooting shots that he loves. And he once went through like a 10-game stretch where he shot 77%. I've seen him do this before. By the way, in Miami, he was pretty good.
Miami mode very different than the Miami flu, of course. And last but not least, the Red Hot Mavericks, they were in the Bay last night. Huge game for both teams. But first, we had a huge warm-up here between Steph and Luka, Shanae.
It's just not fair. Half-court shots are like free throws to these guys.
They're measuring, all right, who did ours from deeper? Luka says, yes, I am victorious. But would they be victorious when it mattered? Well, Steph Curry doing what he does, going to work.
In and out. I mean, this was a game where you're like, okay, am I going to buy in on the Warriors potentially making a run? And it's not just their offense. It's particularly their defense. And Perk is looking at me with a side eye because they were going up against a bad man in Luka Doncic.
Luka hits a step back three going ahead to the fourth quarter here. Mavs down 86-77. Luka going to work here on Klay Thompson. This shot, Zach.
It's just beautiful. It's rude and beautiful all at the
Dirk-esque.
Same time.
I mean,
yeah, very Dirk-esque.
Klay just has to shake his head at that one. But then Steph Curry taking this matchup personally here. Perk, Draymond Green.
Yeah, Draymond Green with the follow-up. Back-to-back great games for Draymond. Looking like Draymond of old.
But this, Zach Lowe, was the play for Draymond.
This is Draymond's entire career. 6'6", guarding three people at once. One step ahead of the defense. He's already leaning back to Daniel Gafford, and he's going to eat up this shot. 6'6 versus 6'10. Who cares? I'm smarter. I'm meaner. I'm nastier. That's Draymond.
And Chris Paul said that this right here was one of the best plays he's ever seen.
And then being able to keep it in bounds, get it back to Klay Thompson. Draymond Green fired up. Next possession here. Draymond drives. Just gets an easy layup. The Warriors, they win 104-100. Draymond, 11 points, 6 assists. 4 steals, Luka 30 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists. Here's what Steve Kerr had to say about his team's recent success.
I think we've found a pretty good mix, you know. We're finding a groove at the right time. A lot of guys are playing well. And we need everybody because every night feels a little different with this team.
So the Warriors, there are now 3 whole games I'm looking here ahead of the Rockets for that last play-in spot. But is it just – should I do it, Shanae? Come on. Do you know it's too little too late? Is it too little too late here for the Golden State Warriors?
Well, look, they're going to have a very tough situation because they're looking at the 10th seed.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have been more clear. You only get to sing your answer.
I don't want all our viewers to leave. They're going to have to win 2 games on the road to get into the playoffs. So that's a big ask when considering how potent the play-in tournament goes. But I was just with the Warriors on Sunday in San Antonio. And what Steve Kerr said there is the vibe that I picked up. They are actually, and I'm kind of worried to say this because things go crazy in this league. I feel like they're in a good place. And I know it was just like 10 days ago that Draymond got ejected from that game in Orlando. Draymond was awesome in that game on Sunday. Blocked Victor Wembanyama out to win that game. Comes back and does this. There's a lot of smiles. A lot of contentment. They're in a place that I haven't seen them in a while. I don't know if they can keep it there. I don't know if they can get through the play-in. But I would, as I've been saying to Perk for like 4 months, I'm not giving up on them. You can throw dirt on them. I'm not going to give up on them. They could end up being home by April 18th, but I'm still in the same spot.
Well, let me ask you this. Champion. Let me ask you this, Wendy. If you're not giving up on Steph and the Warriors, are you giving up on LeBron James and the Lakers? Because That's who they have to face. And do you have them pick to beat the Lakers if they play in the play-in tournament?
Right now, I would pick the Lakers. But here's their path.
Hold on.
Okay,
yes,
all right.
No.
Okay,
yes,
all right.
You, Malika?
I would pick.
Sing it.
The Lakers.
What about you, Wendy?
I would pick the Lakers. They're
going to Chennai?
Los Angeles.
Okay, so what are we talking about right now? Like, what are we
talking about? So here's what we're talking
about. Hold on. Keep a cool booty. What I'm saying is, in a good place for us, what? Finishing the season off on a good note, Draymond Green, you know, going into the offseason on a good note, like in a good place for us. What?
That's a fair point. But like, if they win through the play-in tournament and then they all of a sudden are making a run in the first round, what we're saying is that we're seeing it now, and it may not work, but we're seeing it now. Them at least give it.
Okay, but what I'm saying is we're also seeing LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers play outstanding basketball as well. And the way it looks, those two are going to have to play first. And I believe the whole panel, including myself, are taking the Lakers. in that matchup.
I would take the Lakers, but their path is, say you upset the Lakers, they still have a shot at home court in that game, and it flipping 9 and 10. It's a long shot, but they have a shot. Maybe you get the Kings in the second half of the play-in who are injured and banged up, and then you're eighth. But here's where this discussion goes off the rails a little bit. You're eighth, right? That's where their seed is. All of this depends on where the big Serbian bully hovering over the entire Western Conference ends up. If they're one, if Denver's one, the eighth seed is goodbye. If you get one of these other teams, Oklahoma City or Minnesota, unproven young team. I love the Thunder, but they're unproven. The Wolves haven't won a playoff series in a long, long time. You can talk yourself into, hey, maybe it's 2-2. If it's Denver at one, everything starts from where Denver is seated and flows from there.
Yeah, I think, you know, at first I was very optimistic on the Golden State Warriors, because if you look at the last five games, what has made the Warriors successful? Their defense. They've held teams over the last five games to under 100 points on an average. So that's back. And then also you see a game where Steph Curry only scores 13 points. They still win. A big key recipe of them being successful, Perk is smirking at me. Perk smirk. Wiggs giving you 23 or so points too. He was the key catalyst, especially in that NBA Finals championship run. Sorry, my water's on the table.
You know who else played really well? Perk. You've been asking for more of his minutes all season long. More minutes for who?
Jonathan Kuminga.
No, last
Moses
night.
Moody.
Moses Moody.
Yeah,
more minutes for Moses Moody. He played great.
I understand. The Warriors,
without Kuminga.
They're playing some good basketball
right
now.
The more realistic run that the Warriors have been dealing with was the run versus the Rockets versus the run versus, you know, the playoff field.
And the Rockets, round of applause. It looked great. It was fun. But it looks like that game next week, really, that head-to-head isn't going to matter, at least not right now. The Rockets were ahead of schedule. I expect big things from them next year. This is what the Golden State Warriors are looking at, though. They have the Rockets and the Mavericks, the Jazz, the Lakers. That could wind up being a pretty big game, Brian.
Yeah, because the tiebreaker isn't settled.
Right. And so that's...
And, you know, the thing about it is they have two games with the Jazz, who are playing the worst basketball in the league right now. Mm. And they are a good road team. So you look at that and you say Houston and Dallas, you think that'd be tough. But they're 22-15 on the road. They got as many road wins as Oklahoma City Thunder do, who are at the top of the league. So, yes, you say, how can they win two games on the road? Then you say, well, wait a minute, they're actually a good road team. I'm just saying, I'm not kicking dirt on them.
Can they pick a side? Do they want to be awesome on the road or terrible on the road? And awesome at home? It's like a total flip-flop from
Steph
last season.
Steph said that they learned from their mistakes last year.
Well, they win at home.
Now they're implementing what they saw, winning on the road. But you said that the Jazz are playing the worst basketball in the league. Not everybody in Utah is playing terrible basketball right now. Because did you see this? While we're talking about the West, our producer, who's both a fan of the Jazz and the Will Ferrell movie Semi-Pro, was adamant that we had to show this video from the Delta Center last night. Did you guys see this?
Mm-mm.
A fan participated in a contest for a free car, and you got to see what happened here. We challenge it. They did challenge it. The good news is a few minutes later, this is what happened.
We're back here. And after further review from Ken Garf, you, my friend, are taking home a car. It's over. It's over. It's over.
It was over the
Thank
first time.
You.
Justice has been served. My goodness, I was concerned.
The best part about it was he's like, hey, the judge has ruled against you, but we have a lovely Jazz prize pack for you.
Yeah, you still won $600.
The best part about it was shout out Jazz Bear in the referee uniform looking completely ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. They needed to make sure that was reviewed and that the car was given.
If Jazz Bear is involved, it's a real review. It's serious. Oh, like, it's serious business.
It's the
they
most
put a
serious
referee uniform on him.
Yeah, it's like when we ask you to review things and we put you in one. All right, coming up right after the break, the New York Knicks, they melted under the heat last night. But should we be as mad as Tibbs was about how Jalen Brunson is being officiated? We debate next.
When Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt cartridge.
What were you thinking in that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia, Wednesday night at 10, 9 Central on ABC.
Our staff, since it is April Fool's Day, is going to see if they can fool us with some trivia. I have been given two statements. One is a fact, one is a fool. Zach Lowe, which one of these actual jobs has he had before he covered the NBA? Was he a lifeguard or was he a history teacher?
Lifeguard.
The answer is Zach both. Lowe, the answer is both. You're right. They're right. What kind of research staff do we have here?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Zach, you thought our research department was going to stop there. Stop digging. You were so, so very wrong. Did you knew we had to dig up the Creskill High School yearbook?
This Go is Cougars!
2000. And there is Zach Lowe.
Ooh, that's crazy.
Was that a class of
plot history?
Did they not have color printing back then, or what?
Was that a class of?
You want me to rule against you right from the jump?
You guys
want to lose right away?
I mean,
how long was y'all graduation? 30 seconds.
So, Mr. Lowe,
you win everything.
Pay taxes.
Before they keep schooling you, class is in session. We're gonna have a little debate of our own. The floor is yours, sir.
Why am I wearing a hat? It's unclear. I just want the hat. Subject number one, there was some controversy last night in the Knicks Heat game and afterwards with Tom Thibodeau and Jalen Brunson. I think we're going to play some clips of this now.
That's how it's going to go.
He's getting fouled. It's really, yeah, I hate to say it, it's that simple. He's getting fouled. 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 He's getting fouled.
I think Tibbs malfunctioned there. I think we need to restart Tibbs. Okay, side number one, whatever your team is called, Malika and Brian, I deem you first. You have to say, pro or con, is Jalen Brunson getting a fair whistle or not? 24 seconds on the clock.
Seven times Tibbs says he's getting fouled. He is getting a tough whistle right now. Yep. But also, both things can be true. He does do some of those foul hunting that the league is cracking down on. And what's really happening is, with the injuries to Julius Randle and OG Anunoby, the Knicks really need the whistle right now, and on a three-game losing streak, he hasn't gotten it, and so they're complaining about the whistle more than is really impacting the game.
Oh. I don't know what his answer was but I await your rebuttal.
I'm going to say
pro. What? So that was pro, so you're con.
We are con, and yep. I'm going to say foul. That's eight, because he is getting fouled. And Wendy, don't come telling me anything about, oh, he's foul hunting or whatever the case may be. You know how many players in the league foul hunt? You know how many players use their craft to get to the free throw line? SGA, Jokic does it at times, Giannis does it at times. All the elite players and superstars around the league, especially Luka.
Time's up. See, it's a zero. Time's up.
I'm not even watching the
clock. Well, watch the clock or else you're going to be punished.
There's no clock.
You were too wishy-washy. The winners are Team Texas.
Hey, Team Texas, let's go.
Debate point number two. Hear ye, hear ye. There's a three-team race for the number one seed in the West. It is very close. There are the percentages right there. You have to pick a team and tell me why they're going to get the number one seed in the West. You won. I start with you, Team Texas, I think we're calling you.
We are selecting, yes, and the team we select is?
Is the Denver Nuggets, the defending champs.
Did you guys not see what Nikola Jokic did yesterday versus probably someone that Perk thinks is defensive player of the year
In the conversation.
Thank you, who blocked him four times, but he still gave you 40. This is a team that has been handling their business, as Perk likes to say, standing on business ever since All-Star break. Now, the question was not too long ago, are they better than last year? They are, because they have the synergy and they have the best player.
Penalized.
Respect the clock, please. Reply. Pick another team.
I kind of like their answer. I'm
well,
not
I have the answer have to this one. We're going to pick the Minnesota Timberwolves. We're going to pick the Minnesota Timberwolves. We get 2 seconds back for that. Because if you checked that the Denver Nuggets, they do not hold the tiebreaker right now against the Minnesota Timberwolves. They do not hold the tiebreaker against the Thunder. They are tied in the loss column with 23 losses, and they face them again on April 10th. So if Minnesota is able to somehow get that win, which, by the way, no Jamal Murray for the last couple of games, and they've been struggling without him, I think the Minnesota Timberwolves could be that team that supplants Denver.
Pretend I have.
Ant Edwards. I'm going to be like Tibbs. Ant Edwards. Ant
Unnecessary
Edwards.
Interjection.
Denver has the sixth easiest schedule remaining.
Excuse me.
Barely.
Please pretend I have steely blue eyes because you're getting the Paul Hollywood handshake. Oh, you brought evidence to the table. You are the winners of debate point number two.
Boom.
On to number three. We are starting with you, Team Texas, on this because, Perk, before the season, you said it. You said, I'm calling Victor Wembanyama should win Defensive Player of the Year. The momentum is building. So I will start with you. Pick either side. Yes or no, is he the Defensive Player of the Year?
Yes. Did you not see that graphic in the big man balling moment? Did you not see that they're 28th in the league, almost worst in the league with Victor off the floor? When he's on the floor, they're fourth in the league for his defensive rating. Do you not see him leading the league in block shots? 3.5 blocks per game. Zach, he's a game changer defensively. Did you see what he was doing to the best player in the world in Jokic?
Have you been Carry seeing on. The 4x4 and the 5x5?
You get the field.
Rudy Gobert exists. Go.
It's Defensive Player of the Year, although I kind of want to go over there.
Hey, come on over.
No. It's Defensive Player of the Year. Victor was very good, but he wasn't great the first 2.5-3 months of the season. Over the last month or two, he has been good, but here's the thing. You can give him all defense, which hasn't happened since Tim Duncan for a rookie. That's a great concept.
Come on now, Zach.
When one side half forfeits to the other side, they lose. Team Texas is the winner. I have no idea who I would vote for, but you won that debate.
Four.
Last one, Steve Clifford stepping down as the Charlotte Hornets head coach going into an advisory role. Shout out Coach Clifford. Job well done for the most part in Charlotte. This has prompted a question that I need to debate with you people. I'm going to start with you because you're losing right now.
What?
Which
I'm
team?
Losing. I'm the one.
You can pick any team you want is the furthest from being a competitive team in the entire NBA. Who is the stinkiest right now?
Despite coming off their best win of the year, I would say it would be the Washington Wizards, Brian.
I think they're about 2 years away from being 2 years away.
Because I like that. That's a quip.
Yeah,
points for a quip.
Being 2 years away, and we don't even need the rest of the time.
You know what? I'm going to actually say the same answer in unison, well, but give you
debate.
No, but I'm gonna
debate.
No. They're 4-44 against teams 500 and better. They are tied for the worst home record right now in the NBA, and
they didn't have debate. Stanford.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I wanted.
It is the Wizards.
I wanted to give you guys. Do you have something to say? Because your partner totally blew it. Would you like to add something?
I will not. I will stand with my partner.
Look, I wanted to give you guys the win because you were enthusiastic and Brian forfeited half the questions and agree with you. But that was an embarrassing non-debate performance. I rule for this team, which I think makes it 2-2. The real winner is my hat, obviously.
Thank you.
And Tom Thibodeau. He was fouled.
My goodness, we're going to be doing that
funny.
Again.
All right, Perk.
I don't know who won and who lost and all that, but
we
I
won.
Do know Chidey Igbuike and the entire crew was winning all weekend on our NCAA coverage. And I don't know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing Friday night. I'm watching them and the best players in basketball right now. That's next.
NBA Today is presented by Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission.
I think it's more Steph Curry, man. She can shoot it better than me.
Clark! She's possessed!
They didn't hear us before, so now we're only getting louder.
Beckers for three.
Got it!
Just too talented.
Caitlin Clark versus Paige Beckers. We don't deserve this.
Caitlin Clark, Paige Beckers, they have taken the world by storm in Monday's Sweet 16 game between Iowa, Angel Reese, and LSU. Drew 12.3
yes, it did.
Million viewers. That is the most watched women's college basketball game on record ever. Chinea Igbuike has been killing the coverage all weekend long around the women's game. What are you seeing between this matchup, between these two greats?
I mean, this is Hooper's heaven. Yep. Two of the greatest offensive games in college right now, men's or women's, period. So roll the tape. I'll show you what these superstars do on the floor, starting with the megastar that is Caitlin Clark. I mean, whether you get a pick and roll or not, she puts you on an island and she goes straight barbecue chicken. That is from 31 feet. She can do it from 35. She can also do it from 39. 9 for 20 from 3 for 41 points. But more importantly,
12 assists. Watch here. She gets the steal. Everyone's so worried, but she does not settle for those threes. She was putting on a masterclass versus LSU. She finds her teammate. All eyes are on her, so they get easy dimes. She accounted for 71% of Iowa's points, y'all. Now, on the other side, someone who has literally played every second of the game to get her team there, 40 minutes, Paige Beckers, another great basketball IQ. I love how she's versatile. She can play 1 through 4. She brings the ball up. She stays in attack mode, even though she's playing these extended minutes, draws to, dishes it to her dynamic duo in Aaliyah Edwards, and that's why UConn has been so good, because she can distribute, but y'all, she can also score. She moves like Steph Curry moves. She's always running, and watch this. If you go behind the screen, just like Caitlin Clark was barbecue chicken, she will hit you with that deep shot too. There was one from the corner that was just pure nasty. Overall, this has been the best experience, honestly, as a hooper of my life.
I mean, just look at these numbers they're putting up in this tournament. They're two of the best players left in the field. Caitlin and Paige, they have history. They met, obviously, in the 2021 tournament, Janae, when UConn got the dub. So could we see that flip in this one? Well, you can see that matchup and the full women's Final Four bracket right here on ESPN Friday. NC State and undefeated South Carolina. They started off at 7 o'clock Eastern. And then we've got Paige Beckers and UConn against Caitlin Clark and Iowa. That's at 9 o'clock. But breaking news this morning, Angel Reese is declaring for the 2024 WNBA draft. This is what she told Vogue. This comes after LSU's loss to Iowa on Monday in what was the highest rated women's college basketball game in history. And last year, Angel led LSU to their first national title, was named Final Four Most Outstanding Player, and she has just put this sport on her back. She's expected to be a top 8 pick in the WNBA draft, and in ESPN's latest mock, she's actually projected to go 7th to the Lynx, who had former LSU legend Cynthia Fowles for 8 seasons and could get the next LSU post to anchor their team. But speaking of draft prospects here, Bronny James was high on some boards to start the season, but after USC's head coach Andy Enfield left the program to take over at SMU, there were some questions about where Bronny will play next season. And LeBron James, he was asked about it last night.
But at the end of the day, Bronny's his own man. He has some tough decisions to make. And when he's ready to make those decisions, he'll let us all know. But as his family, we'll support whatever he does.
All right, so Brian, well, what's the biggest factor here that goes into Bronny's decision?
I'd like to hear it from Bronny. LeBron says he's his own man. He's 19 years old. Yep. He's making a multi-million dollar NIL deal. LeBron has spoken to him for years. Let's hear from Bronny. Unless he has to have a press conference, let's just have him say what he wants to do. That doesn't have to come today, but at some point, that would be more preferable than to everybody try to guess. And by the way, I know there was a bunch of rumors after LeBron's comments that Bronny was headed to the transfer portal. His agent, Rich Paul, said that that is not true, at least not right now, and that they'll make the decision on next year at the appropriate time. So take that for what it's worth.
I just want Bronny to be in a situation where he actually could play and do what he needs to do to show the world what type of player he really is. Mm. So whatever college or if he decides to stay, I mean, that's his decision. I just want to see him on the floor producing at a high level.
Absolutely. I think that's what we all want to see. Mm-hmm. All right. That's going to do it for us. Enjoy tonight's games. We will see you on NBA Countdown and tomorrow right here on NBA Today.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt cartridge.
What were you thinking that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much up.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.